T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jill, I'm assuming you have power. We heard about the big blackout in Manhattan over the weekend.
Yes, we were luckily spared from that, so that was good. But yeah, kind of weird, huh? When that happens in New York, it's just so crazy because you see this big swath of the city black.
And I can't imagine being stuck on an elevator. You talk about claustrophobic. Ugh.
Oh my gosh, I know. And you know, it's so funny because when people think like, oh, it must be sort of charming to eat a candlelight. Nah, it's kind of freaky.
For God's sake, they had to cancel the J-Lo concert.
I mean, And I heard that there was something kind of funny that all the Broadway shows also canceled, but some of the cast members came out and started, like, basically doing impromptu performances in front of the stage door.
Oh,
isn't
that's
that great?
Pretty cool. That's very, very cool.
See, that's a quintessential New York experience, I would presume.
Something else that was pretty cool, we watched with great interest your report last week on CBS This Morning about pay disparity between men and women, and how do you know if you're not getting paid equal to what somebody else is, and then what do you do about it?
Well, I think that this is the real problem. I mean, if you're old like I am, and maybe some of your anchors that you're listening to, ladies and gentlemen, we were told you never talk about how much you make at work.
No.
You just don't. That was verboten, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Now, it's so interesting because I think millennials are much more comfortable talking about it. So a lot of times what we are hearing is this anecdotal experience where you find out what someone else is making and it raises your eyebrows and you say to your colleague, like, here I am, I'm talking, I'm like, hey, John, you know, I can't believe that they were so stingy, a 3% raise. And you say to me, 3%? I got 10%. And then I have this information. So what do I do with that? So what we are now understanding is that companies are actually very receptive to hearing these messages. Now, they may give you some phony baloney like, oh, well, John has so much more experience and he's much better than qualitatively better than you. But they are much more receptive to hearing it. And if you don't have that information, you haven't gotten a sneaky little tidbit here or there, the good thing to do is to actually check out some websites. Like Glassdoor does a lot of this kind of comparison, and there's a little chatter out there, and to have more open conversations. There are some companies that are doing it on their own, and it is amazing when they do this because I interviewed the co-CEO of Salesforce. They do an annual audit to try to understand whether or not there's pay gaps between not just the genders, but also racial pay gaps, which are pretty right. rampant throughout organizations. And they just pay up the money to make it right. So the first time they did it, it cost them $6 million. I said to the CEO, I'm like, oh, does your board push back? He said, no, because it's kind of a drop in the bucket for us because we're a big company. He goes, I know it sounds like a big number, but it's really not. And he said, and you can't imagine the goodwill that it generates. So, hey, bosses out there, are you paying your men and women differently? Or have you created some sort of mumbo-jumbo rationale for that that's really not true? Get going.
Really important subject. And while we're at July 15th, Amazon Prime Day, big boost to the, 5.8 billion globally potentially could be spent today?
Yeah, and it's not just Amazon, which has become like the, you know, obviously it started because this is when Amazon went into business, but this is a 2-day event, and now we have more than 250 different retailers trying to match the deals at Amazon. By the way, this is a reminiscent of an old electronics company in New York called Crazy Eddie.
Crazy Eddie,
they used to put...
prices are insane.
Insane, that's right. And so what they did in their commercials, they would say, it's July, and they would crack an egg on the street on Broadway, and they'd show an egg frying, you're hot, and then they'd say, it's Christmas in July at Crazy Eddie. And so this is exactly what's happened. This has become a different...
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, so this is Christmas in July for retailers. I want to tell you that I did something smart yesterday, because by the way, not all these deals are good. Just know that. But if you were shopping for something and you knew it, put it into your cart and then see if it shows up as a Prime deal. I bought something this morning, 35% off for Prime.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What'd
you want to know what it is? I knew you were going to ask me that.
Sure.
Well, this is this item that I've been learning about. I'm very slow to this because I don't watch cooking shows or anything, but it's called sous vide. It's a device you put into water where it heats the water to a very specific temperature and then slow cooks food. That's very boring, but that's what
okay.
I got. You're really bored by that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
look it up.
Into
look up
that.
Sous vide.
Meanwhile, it's earnings season. What does that mean?
It means that companies are going to start reporting how much money they made or didn't make, and it's more like didn't make, because earnings are expected to go down. And I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. I thought the stock markets were at all-time highs.
Right. Right?
What's going on? Well, or earnings are probably going to be down from a year ago. The comparison to last year's earnings are going to be tough, because last year was when they had that big boost from the corporate tax cut. But what's really driving the stock market higher is your friends down at the Federal Reserve, who look like they're going to cut interest rates at the end of this month. And, I'm sort of now become agnostic about these rate cuts, because I was like, well, they shouldn't do it. But I talked to a lot of economists, and they said there's really not a huge downside of cutting. And it may just be a way for them to peel back those rate increases that they had done back in last September and December. I think they want a do-over. Remember a do-over?
Yes.
I want a DO.
Yeah, mulligan.
I'll have to call my friend Fred from the Fed. Meanwhile, you got to go. Jill, have a great week.
Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.